Blog Talk Radio.
It's a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. Smoke dope with the riders. We'll slide when we ride up. Then saddle, get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light, it's a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I was made in Chicago. I got paid in Chicago. Out of town getting counted for futures amounts, and it's not just Chicago. Been to Perry, LA, NY, the A to me, they are great. But they not like Chicago. When them Texas boy wedding, niggas turn into bitches like Chicago. Mellow Mahalo. Pay hits, them hitters, it be at your address to see you tomorrow. Bless you. They calling me Zara. She got some explaining to do, yo, boo calling me Frankie Ricardo. I be free on shorty, all I need is more weed, I get money like Marlo. My name is Louis, but they call me Tony, the god of Chicago. Got drillers for hitters, some real cool ass niggas that ride just like Tara. Be away and no almost, to live and die in Chicago. I smoke up with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow. I keep that metal close, that's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders, go slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow. I keep that metal close, that's how we ride in Chicago. They say you can make it anywhere if you make it in Chicago.
Alright.
So don't take offense when I speak about murders and bitches, etc. I'm just speaking Chicago. The media people just eat it up, but really we want Chicago. Niggas be frontin', they moon on, they can't even come to Chicago. And they from Chicago. Murder capital of America, no murder rate like Chicago. My city influenced my country, can't get away from Chicago. They ask me, Lou, where you gon' leave? No, I'm gon' stay in Chicago. I'm the heart of Chicago. I go high from Chicago. Get pop in my city, get popped in my city, Tupac of Chicago. But I'm still alive though. Turn OYT pyro. Don't you come to Chicago. You get lost in Chicago. I smoke though with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Go slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday, 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 Fri
Hey, what's going on, everybody? How y'all feel this evening? Yes, y'all know I appreciate y'all showing up to try to help me have a show, you know. So here we go again on another Friday night on the Big Eddie's Grudge Race Grudge Discussion Talk Show. This is a Clock Law production. Yes, sir. I want to give a shout-out to Motor City Mafia, Young Money, and what's some other guys out of Detroit. The regular racing. Yes, sir. They don't shout me out, but I'm going to shout them out, you know. It seems like they don't want to recognize me, but they will soon. That's going to be a definite, for sure. But tonight is going on out there on the street. I'm trying to wait to see if any live videos come up because they supposed to have been doing this thing about between 8 and 8.30 was supposed to have been the first race. And then I know it was two locked in, no telling how many end up happening. But they out there on the street tonight trying to get it on. And I'm sitting here waiting. Most of them guys that be on the show is out there trying to follow the races out of Mexico somewhere. El Zagando and all that. We're going to do what we're going to do because a little later on in the show, I got a few people that's going to come on, and we're going to try to talk some business about something that we want to happen on June 5th at the Champion Engagement, Leroy and Big Sham race. It's also a Clocks Off production, and we're going to try to discuss some business. So we're all on here to hear it. They're here firsthand. Everybody else, I guess, gets secondhand information. We're going to try to put together a serious shootout. So I'll just be waiting for all them guys to come together and call in. And we're going to try to discuss that. If anybody interested, coming on out there, come out there and have a good time. You know. Be looking forward to you coming. I will be out there as long as the Lord permit. I don't know if I'm going to have Mudbone with me. If so, I'll be looking for a little action. Even though I'll be untested. If it go down the track, I just got to get my ass whooped or I'm going to whoop some ass. It's just as simple as that. So those are my plans to try to have it out there. Hey, man, but y'all know how it is. I mean, I'm tired of singing the same song, so I really don't want to talk about it. I just want to be about it, you know. But we also going to have Mudbone 2.0 out there. And then we also going to have a couple of other guys out there, our partners in crime. So we will be out there looking for some action. Win, lose, or draw. Yeah, all I can say is coming to win. I had tried to discuss a shootout that they had going on. I had somebody that was kind of interested in getting in that shootout. I could never get a response, so I just told my man we'll wait till another time. So I left that one alone, so we finna try to put together something real nice tonight. That's some of the fastest cars out of the corner of Illinois here, Chicago. That's But I know one thing here. I was looking at them working on 41, the videos and the pictures they showed, and, man, they looked like they did their job. And somebody out there tonight finding out if they really did their job. Now, about them guys that was racing on the street tonight, I think I'd have took it to 41 just to get a chance to feel the track first night open. But, you know, they wanted to do it on the street, you know. I don't know the difference between the track and the street other than the track is safer, you know. So, but they wanted to do it on the street. Instead of going down the track for the first time tonight, first day open of this year, But we should be able to get some report back. I'm pretty sure some people out there, other than the street racers, that got their cars out there. And we should be able to hear some news about it maybe before the show is over. Might fall in the next week. I don't know. But we're going to try to look forward. They look like they really tried to put on a hell of a, they did some hell of a work out there. I hope it all worked out for them. 9 o'clock. Okay. Okay, so they moved to 9 o'clock. That's what's been the second race at 9 o'clock. Yeah. Sound like somebody might be, legs might be shaking a little bit. You feel me? Yes, sir. Who we got out there, got doggy? I see the, okay. Unknown, what's happening, man? How you doing? Yes, sir. Big Miles. I don't see my man Kid yet. I don't see my man Baby Boy. You know, we're going to have a little conversation with Baby Boy tonight because them guys play him a little bit off to the side there. And Baby, he been around a long time. He been out there with it since he was a baby, running around with his daddy and dragging all of them. So if you listen to him, he might sound a little crazy, but on the real side, Baby know a lot about this game. Yes, sir, Baby got a lot of history, you know. He might sip on a couple of beers here and there. He might get a little bit tipsy. He don't never get drunk. But he loved his game, and he be following it. He followed as much as he can. Yes, sir. Got to wait all the way to 9 o'clock and hope it happened then. But I'm still going to keep an eye. I'm going to keep an eye out on this here Facebook as we discuss this here thing. Until I get my guys on here, we talk about the other little thing that we got coming on that we're going to try to do and give you guys something to look at on June 5th. June 5th, champion engagement. Leroy, Big Sam, and the Clocks Off organization. Come on out. Have y'all a good time at US 41. Yes, sir. Oh, got a hand up. What's going on, Unknown?
Hey, how you doing, bud? I heard you holler my name a few minutes ago. You know I was listening to you.
Yeah, I was just speaking to
how
you.
How you doing?
I seen you sitting up there. I'm doing all right, man. Just trying to get this thing going on a Friday night. You know, all them boys out there tonight chasing races, so a lot of them hell races ain't on here. Yeah, man.
Yeah, they probably come in, but, you know, you got to realize, too, and I realize that, you know, people been locked down for a little while and had a lot of, you know, things they've been doing, and then looking around and seeing, you know, who's playing fair, who's not playing fair, who done got quicker, who ain't never moved. So, you know, there's going to be some days, you know, when people come out there and call everybody out, but then, you know, once they do that, somebody's going to come and going to testify on that, you know. I mean, there's always somebody for everybody. It's just that, you know, it just got to take a little patience sometime, and it's coming.
Oh, well, they ain't doing nothing wrong. They ain't doing nothing wrong because action bring noise, you know, and bring news. It's like, give us something to talk about later on, you know. It's just a day out there on the Friday night, but it's going to definitely be pretty much something to talk about. But I also want to hear from the people that went out to 41 so they could tell us what they think about the new surface and everything, you know. And people work hard out there trying to break their back to bring something that we like. And, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, tonight is the first night that they open the doors. So they got their doors open.
Trust me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's open.
like they said, get up there. It's coming.
Oh, yeah. They had some pictures they laid out of the track and everything after they did the prep and why they was doing the prep and all that. The track looked beautiful.
That's a good thing.
Yes, sir.
That's
so
a good thing. Oh, yeah. They're going to come out. You know, everybody's going to, you know, move. You know, gonna move their way in. You know, when they feel like, seem like they got some prey out there, they're going to come and get it. And if you lagging and dragging and they got you, hey, they're gonna really get froggy. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So that's just the way the game go. Yep. So I heard you talking about you getting ready to come back out.
I'm going to try. I'm saying that I'm tired of singing the same song, you know, talking about it, and it ain't really happening fast enough for me, so I really don't even want to speak on it. I just want to make it happen, you know.
Well, the main thing is you don't let nobody push you. Main thing, don't let nobody push you. You take your time and do whatever you got to do, because patient, things going to work out perfect, you know.
Oh, yeah, you got to have a little patience. It'd be hard, but yeah, I'm definitely still in the patient mode. You know, I'm ready to go, but I want to be out there, you know.
Yeah, I went by one of my buddies' shop today, and I love trucks, and he told me he was going to build me another truck. He was a part of this last mower that I had, one of these guys out here that do my work out here. And I'm just sitting back, too. I'm just sitting back being patient myself, you know.
What kind of truck you building?
Yeah. Well, I like small blocks, and you know, so it don't really matter. I just love whatever I put together, like a small block.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always did like that type of motor, small block. I ain't gonna say
yeah,
I won't ever get no big block, but.
We had one time got one of them old pro stock truck motors. And
yeah, that's what I like.
One of our buddies put it in his car down there in Indianapolis. He had it for a few years, and somebody went and sold his car and the trailer and everything, took the car and the trailer not too far from his shop, and burned the trailer up. So,
yeah, well, they got all kinds of stuff going on, man.
Yeah.
You know something else, what I was looking at, Eddie? I told my daughter and her mother, I said, if we get by this summer right here, we're going to see a lot of stuff that we never experienced in life. You know, from people sitting around for so long, going to be a lot going on. It already is.
Man, my grandmama always told me, as long as you live, you're going to learn.
That's it.
As long as
That's
you
it.
Live,
so.
You're going to learn. So
that's it. That is definitely
eyes open.
You know, and they told you a lot of true stuff. They told you a lot of true stuff.
Yes, sir.
Yep. And you know, after we grow up, a lot of times we're able to take care of ourselves, but we wish a lot of things they told us we had paid attention to, and we wouldn't have cost ourselves so much. Yeah.
And that's the thing, man. And then you think that you can pass this on with your knowledge, and it's just a trend, I guess. You know, some people are just hard-headed. I ain't never really been hard-headed. I listen. If it don't sound right to me, then I let it go out the other ear. But I'm going to listen before I decide it don't mean nothing. And these days, a lot of people just don't want to learn by listening. They got to learn the hard way. And it don't have to be that way if only sometime they try to cipher what they hear and make a decision from there instead of just going out and just throwing it away and say, I'm going to do this anyway, you know.
Yeah, because they put you back in time. And everything to them is updated, which is nothing wrong with that, but they put you back in time. And what you see with all this updated stuff, a lot of that stuff has not been around long enough for, you know, you really to experience that it's going to be what they say it's going to be. I mean, because everybody right now, they're just looking for everything fast. And then a lot of these fast people, they get stressed out real fast. So you can't really talk to them because their stress level raised real quick. And once their stress level raised real quick, they don't want to hear nothing from nobody.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And you said he out there doing that little thing tonight. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, ain't nobody went live yet, so that means only one thing. If nobody go live, ain't nobody lit them up yet.
Yeah.
Soon as they go live, you see a whole lot of lives jump up.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with doing your thing. There's nothing wrong with street racing. We all did that. But, you know, we learned something from that. Now, you know, what happened is, you know, they really want to get crazy. They're going to take everything that you ever worked for. So you sitting there just giving a lot of stuff away if you ain't careful. So, you know, that's the problem with that.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Good evening, everybody.
Yes, sir. What's going on,
kid? Doing, kid?
How you doing, man?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Yep, what's happening?
I ain't nothing too much, man. Just trying to wait to see what's going to happen with this action, man. I do have, I might get, all depending on how the race is going, how early they go, I might get a chance to add a couple of more to the menu. But I don't know if I can fry three lug them with that Terrio thing because they only got the lock up. Yeah. But
before I go any further, Eddie, how's your mother?
Oh, she's doing fine, man.
They're gonna keep her
there for a little while, and
she
mess around and got dehydrated. Eating and drinking water. Yeah, so you know, once you get dehydrated, you can feel real bad, and a lot of things start falling behind that. So.
Yeah,
they're going to give her fluids and antibiotics and stuff like that and try to bring her back this way. Yeah.
Good. Oh, okay. Yep.
Thanks for asking, kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Yeah, so you say you might have used some hot fish shells to fry, huh?
Yeah, I know I got one. I'm going to fry. And he ought to come on and fry himself. Eric?
I heard that.
Tonight, I give you the pleasure, man. Big Mark, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's up? What's going down?
I don't know, but it sounds like whatever you eating ain't going down. You coughing that can on, man. Get yourself together.
Okay. Hey, man, I was just wondering, what was the lockup paid yesterday?
I don't know. All I know is they didn't race.
Yeah.
Because
I figured
three Lugnum had issues.
Yeah. Yeah. In my opinion, and this is just my opinion, I figured if a lockup was paid, then you got to go in the platform. You got to go in there. In a minute.
Well, I can, you know, on the basis, but I can't say much about it when I fry somebody on that basis because they didn't really get the ass whooped. You can only fry them on the basis that they wasn't ready. You know, they went out there and they wasn't ready, and they gave people the opportunity to say, Preacher Boy, like Preacher Boy was saying, they got a hood, kind of good.
Oh man, not the old cliche.
Old preacher boy was wearing that out last night.
Yeah, he was.
And he didn't say nigga, he said three lugs under the hood, kind of good. I'm like, oh no. I said three lugs, but now you saying that, preacher. Yeah, man, but I thought we was going to see a good one right now. I guess they'll get back up there once they figure out what their problem is and straighten it out.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no
Saturday action.
Ain't no
Who
Super
knows?
Tuna. I ain't going to say I'm no tuna, but in the old school days, I heard somebody telling him that if he should have left the exhaust on the car, and when he took the exhaust off the car, threw the tune off, and that's why I went to popping the can on. I ain't no super tuner, but a lot of time when you spraying that shit, it'll fill that gap. That exhaust being off, you need to pop when you don't spray. When you hit that gas, boy, you clear it right on up. But again, just like look at a motorcycle, you go put a head on a motorcycle, you got to put that tune in for it, and all they do is fatten it up. So if you figure that's your problem, you're gonna be running a cap. Try fattening it up a little bit. They used to fatten them, put them headers on them scooters and fatten them up. Man, they were straight, you know. So, but I ain't no tuner. I'm just looking at old school technology versus new school technology. I don't know what kind of system they run on their car. I don't know if they got a carburetor, if they got fuel injection or what. But sometimes you can be out there, put them jets a little too small, and you had that problem, you know. Sound like somebody working hard. He's working hard on the phone. I only got a few mics open. Hey, Mark, you ain't chewing on no cheeseburger. It's kind of crunchy.
Watch your mouth.
I'm sorry, man. Didn't mean nothing. Didn't mean nothing bad at all.
Yes, sir.
But you know,
you talking about they talking about 9 o'clock, huh?
If you're gonna go out there in the street or at the track, I mean, look like to me, you know, you would, you know, test enough because we used to change a lot of motors, you know, overnight or through the day when we got to race different people with the truck or whatever. And what happens if we didn't go get a test on that? You know, you can take another motor, depending on what the size of it, and burn the transmission up, or, you know, it's not going to, you know, get the same time as that motor did in a car as it would in anything else. So what I'm saying, you should test most of the things before you really come out there and spend a whole bunch of money, betting a lot of money, because that's why a cat want to come off the trailer on you, because he already know he got his stuff dialed into a science. And once you got your stuff dialed into a science, then you can afford to jump off of that trail on people because you already know what your stuff can do.
That's right. You already know you're set. That's right.
And that's why he jump
right.
on you because
now,
you might not have an idea exactly what you're going to do. So that automatically put nervous in you trying to figure out which way your car going to go or your truck going to go or your motorcycle or whatever, you know, because you ain't tested enough and got it down to a science.
Yeah, yeah. But once you get it where you know what it's doing, you know. You really don't have to do all that, you know, if you ain't got one of them cars that makes so much power that you got to go and test and see how much you can lay down or not, you know. But some of them cars you don't have to test. If you go out there other than that, you down on power and you just know you can make it down the track because of the way you got it set up, but you can't be on full power and ain't been down the track. Unless it's your home track and you used to running up and down it.
Yeah.
And you can just about know what it's going to take.
And that's why a lot of people ask for something. Because they already figured that they got you beat, but then they still need something just in case of a slip or something. So they can
recover. For insurance, right. Yeah. You know, I be hearing some guys, they always want to lock up races to their advantage. And when a person go for that, they already putting
themselves
in the trick bag.
It's like cowboys.
Yeah.
It's like cowboys, and them guys are smart. You got to watch them guys. You can't go out there and jump on them guys in any kind of way because they're going to try to work you at the best. Then they come hit you from this one to this one. They go back and forth with each other. And so you got to watch them. I listen to them. They play some good good chess. Yep. A couple people do. You got to pay attention to them.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Well, we got Brother Mark and Brother Kid on here with us. I know. Nobody else raised your hands, had nothing to say right now. I'm steady looking at this phone here, trying to see if anything gonna pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's why it's important to pay attention in this race game. Real important.
That's for sure.
You ain't paying attention, you gonna get stiffed and tricked.
Yeah, and you can't let the other man set up the race. You can't let him set up have everything he wants. You already
You gotta pay attention.
Hole. That's up.
Better pay attention. Better pay attention.
But the way they racing tonight is any man game.
Oh, yeah.
Running head up.
Well, see, that's old school. That's old school drug racing right there, you know.
Yes, sir.
That's old school drug
yes,
racing.
Sir.
Throw
head
the rule
up.
Book away. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they running, coming to win.
Yeah, the only thing I say about that, man, that is a hell of a gamble, you know, these days. Because
yeah.
if you get the right dirty, you get the right dirty at law enforcement, they're going to come, they're going to take everything you got. They don't want to hurt nothing. Going to take everything you got, and then the people that's out there, they're going to start trying to lock them up and put you through so much crap for that 1 second, it ain't worth it. So you really got to pay attention. Yep.
Yeah, so far, I don't know when they might decide to do it, but so far, ever since the pandemic, they've been letting them go.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But now what you got to pay attention to, you don't know when they're going to come out there and going to start acting stupid.
There you go. That's right. you don't know when they're going to have to change their heart.
yeah, there you go. Or who's going to get on them or whatever, or what neighborhood going to start acting crazy and calling in and...
Yeah.
You know, just and the people driving up and down the road, and they ain't got no choice but to do something because they're going to start getting to their big group. And so, you know, when they look at them losing their jobs, so who you think, you know, going to lose, you or them?
Yeah. So I just hope they can continue.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy for them. Happy to have some fun because we did it too. Yeah, all of us came up doing that.
You say so?
I was going to say, if you're bottom line, if you're scared, stay at home.
Well, Mark, I don't think it's really about being scared. It's reality. You know how it used to be. And right now, they're having the time of their life, you know. Police riding by, they'll sit by and see them out there, ride by and wave and keep going. I mean, that's a beautiful thing.
Hey,
hoping they can continue to do what they're doing and have success at it and be safe, you know. Just like it's been. It's been, you know, not a whole lot of problems about wrecking and all this, that, and other. I mean, if you let a no-driver motherfucker get behind a car with some power, then you can expect a motherfucker run all off to the side and hit people's cars and shit. But other than that,
they've
been doing pretty good. 773-2668.
They need to leave the street races alone. Go catch all them fools that's killing all them babies. That's what the hell they need to be doing.
Yes, sir. And so far, that's what they've been trying to do, I guess. They've been letting them do their thing for the most part.
And them guys ain't doing nothing but, you know, having a little fun. But them fools that's killing these babies, that's what the police need to be heaviest on.
And that's what it seems like they've been realizing, man. You know, lately, they've been letting them do pretty good. I mean, we seen some days with them guys out there all day Saturday from day to night, all day Sunday from day to night. Somebody on speakerphone, I'd like to mute that mic.
Eddie, you ain't got that grease fire ready.
I sure do. I only got one fish to fry, but maybe before the night is over, I have 2-3 more.
Who you frying tonight, Eddie?
I hope you like a taste of shark.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's a close old Corvette.
We was on dog show. I don't know what happened. We got knocked off there.
Oh yeah.
Hey Eddie.
We was over there listening to get out on the ball. Alexa, call 571-619.
Oh, yeah? 4306.
So you'd like to call that number? I know. You say you want me to call that number?
No. I'm good. I was just going over a number that somebody that gave me today. You know, I was just loud talking. I thought I'd mute myself. I'm gonna mute myself off.
Oh man. All
right.
Yeah.
Hey kid, what happened with Ball? Cause he was over there. You know, he got he was calling out some people now.
Shit, Boss ain't trying to do nothing, man.
I just gave him a what you call it now. You was calling everybody at once, bro, but everybody in Piedmont. I say, Boss, shit, that show up your gangster, go to Piedmont.
There you go.
What I mean?
There you go.
That's where everybody was at now. Show up to Piedmont.
Go knock on their door. You're knocking on the door and ain't nobody at home.
Yeah.
You're knocking on the door and ain't nobody at home.
Yeah. You know, I told Boss, go over there and kick the door in. Shit, everybody at Piedmont, go to Piedmont.
Yep.
Now you'll get some respect when you drive to Piedmont over there and kick and go over there and kick some ass and take some names.
Mm-hmm.
Give it our old boss's back.
Sure will.
And them cowboys say he ain't coming over there because Ghostbuster here.
Yeah, Ghostbuster over there.
Ghostbuster. He said Ghostbuster here. I said, uh-oh.
Ghostbuster.
Goddamn cowboy, bad actor.
Yeah, he said he ain't coming over there because Ghostbuster here. I said, uh-oh.
Hey, Danny. Hey, Danny.
Yeah.
Well, the fuck these boys, what the fuck they finna do? They talk breaking, what the fuck they finna do?
Man, I'm in Florida. I don't know nothing. All they got to do is wait for a phone
lying,
call.
Man. Somebody lying, man. Now, I ain't go pulling this motherfucker, pulling up in all these old slick-ass cars and all of that shit. What a
oh, yeah, they coming
in. Supposed to be racing.
Yeah, you gotta pay attention to the cars that's coming up.
Man, motherfucking people got down to going down the street.
You gotta pay attention to the cars that's pulling up.
Oh, that was it.
It ain't gonna be no trailer queens, you know that. It's the daily drivers. You got to pay attention to the daily drivers.
Hey, Danny, I'm going to tell you some real shit now. We have more fun with the daily drivers than anything else. I ain't going to even start.
That's what's happening. You looking for the shit on the trailer, you wasting your time. You ain't going to see that shit out there. Oh, you waiting to see a truck with a trailer on the back. Uh-oh. Somebody getting on some. You gotta catch them. They're in the daily drive.
Somebody getting on down now.
Grocery getters.
Yes,
sir.
One of them old, one of them old 300s.
Yeah. That's you know what I'm saying? You looking for the wrong stuff. You got to look at the grocery getters.
Yes, sir.
Once they go to the club in, you know, they end up popping bottles. They get up out of there. They want to go. They got them and stomp down on them. That's, you got to look for them.
Slowly trickling out here.
You out there, Mark?
Yeah.
I mean, Big Mark been there.
Oh, Uncle Larry, got that old shit. I fuck with you, Uncle Larry, the long way, Jack. You did touch on the move, man. Touch on the motherfucking move.
Where's Uncle Larry at, man? Let's speak to Uncle Larry, man.
I ain't heard Uncle Larry's voice in a while.
Well, you just heard me. Hey, Uncle Larry, what happened?
What's happening, man? What's going on? How you doing?
Man.
Yeah, how you been, man? You been all right?
Man,
okay.
Man, feeling wonderful, man. And you got holding his wheel in his road, getting across this country.
Oh, man. Yes, sir.
Dropping off these cars.
Yeah.
Dropping off these cars and picking them up.
Oh, man. That's a good thing.
And get to see the country.
Okay. Good hearing from you, though, man.
You too, Uncle Larry. You know, I ain't heard from you in a while. I said, no, wait a minute. Hold on now.
Yeah.
Uncle Larry, get on here, man. We gotta chop it up a little bit.
Okay.
So everything been good with you, Uncle Larry?
It's been okay. I'm gonna say it's been good because God bless me. I'm still here, but
that is all right, man.
Yeah, it's all right.
That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir.
Come on, man. Pass me on up, son.
Let me speak to the show host too. Hello, brother Eddie. How you feeling, brother Eddie?
Fuck you.
I'm going on mute, man. You ain't no feeling. I'm going on mute.
Hey, Uncle Mumbo, you can't take that shit to the back show, to the front show. You can't do that. You wrong.
All right, man. All right. Well, what you call that? And I got to stop and give me something to eat. I ain't going to lie to you. I got the ride. Get on over there. you know, all the way to Orlando.
I thought you'd have been back by now, Danny, man.
Back what, home?
You must have turned around. No, oh, you was in Texas, and now you're in Florida.
Oh, I was in Arizona.
Oh, I thought you was in Texas one time.
You
was in Arizona.
Yesterday I left it. I left Arizona, wound up in Texas.
Yeah.
This morning, I'm driving to Florida. I got two cars to drop off in Florida. So that's where I'm at now. I'm in Florida. So I got to drop them two off, pick two up, come back to Chicago and drop them up, pick up two more and get on up out of here.
317-7667, your mic is open.
What's up, fellas?
What up, D-Rose?
What's up? What up, fellas?
You the man. You the man. How you been, man?
I'm blessed, man. I ain't raising no hell. You hear me?
That's right. Good to hear your voice again,
no
man.
No problems. Yep. Yeah, I've been on a mission, goddamn. Yep.
You still out there hauling too, ain't raising.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, working.
Yeah,
you know I don't remember calling the show. Yep. So when I call, you know what time it is, right?
Uh oh.
I'm putting these boys
like
on
this,
notice,
man.
Goddammit.
Oh no.
Put them on notice. Pucker up, goddammit, because I'm coming.
Well, you know we got an event coming up June 5th, right? You know we got an event coming up June 5th.
I don't know
right?
if I'll be ready by June the 5th, but I know I'll be ready by July.
Oh.
I'll be at whatever day the gate open in July, I'll be there waiting.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh, we got a hand one up.
Hey, Eddie, is Pan on here?
I don't know. Pan, is he on there? Pan probably out there with skin them on their line listening to who finna get ready to race. A lot of them guys ain't on here tonight.
Skin them, they out street racing,
708-6632. Yes, sir.
What's going on, man?
How you Drag Nation?
Yeah, what's
going
on, man? Oh, nothing much. Hey, D Rose, give me a call, man.
Who is this?
Sean, Drag Nation News.
Okay, call me, bro. You got my number?
I don't. I lost. I didn't lose it. My phone locked up, and I lost, man, over 400-500.
I lost a bunch of numbers too. Just call.
Big Eddie.
Eddie got it.
Yeah, Eddie, when you get time, it can be tomorrow.
It's been a transfer to Mexico. Mexico, right now. Mexico. Back to Mexico.
Okay.
Hey, Big Mark, who's going to run? Who getting ready to run?
The Hill Boys, man.
Yeah, I'm here right now.
Who they running?
Right now. God damn.
Who stayed?
I should have stayed right there. God damn.
Hey, they the one keep changing it. They change
hey,
it from there to here.
Who your boys get ready to run?
Yeah. They about to get out.
Okay.
They
finna run Terrio. Which car they get? The Camaro?
No, Cadillac.
I thought they were
the red Cadillac.
They got a black Cadillac, man. God damn, man. Y'all don't do shit. That's all y'all do. Y'all don't know what's going on. Y'all don't do.
Hey, baby. That's why we asked you what was going on, because we didn't know.
Well, guess what, y'all?
Some of us can't be on the phone, bro.
Stop crying.
Well, no, you need to bring your tail out the house.
Stop crying.
No, y'all need to bring your tail out the house and come out and fellowship.
Stop crying.
Now, I ain't crying.
It's going to be all right.
I'll be out here. That's the thing. I'll be out here.
Yes, sir.
Danny, where you at, Danny?
Florida.
Right. Danny even be out here. How in the hell y'all in Chicago don't even know what's going on and what car it is? I don't get it. And Danny know what car it is. I don't get it.
No, Sean thought it was the red Cadillac.
Like,
I was telling
them,
no, they got a black Cadillac.
The red
Cadillac. They don't have a red Cadillac. Yeah, hey, I don't know, man. I'm Fairman Street Outlaw, so, bro, I can't be on them streets
and these streets. Well, guess what?
So I ain't nowhere in this car. I'm in Vegas.
But do what you need to do, and God bless your soul.
All you gotta do is ask yourself one question. Who gives a fuck?
Oh, man.
Hey, kid, you gotta cut. Hey, I got this, baby. Hey, baby, I got this, man. I got this, baby. Hey, kid, you gotta live off of baby, man. That's clock off, baby.
Who gives a fuck?
Hey, man.
Hey, man, somebody get Keith. God damn it.
Come on,
Keith, you cut that goddamn shit up, man.
Who gives a fuck
whether they race or not?
No, I don't
give a fuck whether they race or not. It ain't no motherfucking skin on my nose.
Yes, you do.
You the motherfucker getting all upset.
Preach, kid.
You getting all upset and getting out getting your panties all in a motherfucking knot because they ain't racing or this, that, and the other. Who gives a fuck?
Hey, baby, don't talk to kids right now, man. Talk to me, baby.
He needs to talk to you.
People got you fucked up, man. Yeah. You got a lot of history out here. They don't know that you tapped into this shit for real. I mean, you've been out here a long time, man. I've been seeing you get people in the 66 free. And, man, you know just about everybody. You down there like another woolly dog. You damn know everybody on this end. What's happening? What's going down? And what car you got and everything, man. You know? So they sleep on you, baby, man. Don't let them bother you, man. You down in this here, man. You old school.
I'm on mute, man.
Oh, shit.
Hey, baby, I heard you can get motherfucking tickets for 66, man. Is that true, man? Man, where baby go?
Oh, shit. I got $200 to go.
I don't believe baby left me hanging, man. I can't believe baby left me hanging.
He was busy, bro. No, he did that. He didn't leave you hanging, did he?
Yeah, he left me hanging, man. I'm trying to talk up for him and try to get some of his babies out there.
I'm trying to give him
a lightweight energy, man. So that left me hanging, man.
He left me standing.
Hey, Larry, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening with you?
How you feeling, man?
You all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm good, man. I heard your voice, man. I want to make sure you all right.
Yeah, I'm hanging in there, man. Holding on, baby.
All right. That's what I like to hear.
Y'all showing
you like
that?
What happened?
Hold on.
All right, what's that?
I said, y'all showing July? Y'all first show?
Yeah. July 30th, 31st, and August 1st. That 30th is that Friday. It's more of a testing and tuning and us setting up. But they can still test and tune in grill switch if they like.
Hey, Uncle Larry, you got to meet up with me.
What up, Sean?
We went live reality. What's going on, kid? How you feel, man?
Shit, pretty good. What mountains were you coming to today?
Man, I don't know the mountains. I can tell you what its desert is and a whole bunch of mountains. I don't know no names or none of them.
What was you at?
But I tell you what, Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska?
Yeah, we're coming to Nevada.
Oh, okay.
One of the many things you can expect. Coming to gonna come through and Iowa. And then hit 80 and then head on home.
Groceries. Oh, okay.
Come on sometime. For over 50 years. Ain't no joke.
Ain't no way I would have went up top of this. Went up to them tall mountains up there to get on 80 to go across. Oh, have mercy.
Yeah, 66 is out the way.
Man, you
I don't know no other way.
Where was you going, Sean?
Coming from Vegas.
Oh, okay.
You could have came out on 40 and took 40 straight across.
Well, that's not what he was running at. They filming right on the outskirts of Nebraska.
What was you at, Street Outlaws or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it was I'm already there. It was the best way for me to go this route.
Oh, okay.
You be careful with them tall mountains over there.
Yeah, the more mountains will let you know if your shit is in order or not.
Hey, trust me, kid, I know. Hey, it was 90 degrees for about 8 hours, and then when you get up in that mountain there, then it
got
down to 20 degrees and
yeah,
snow everywhere.
Cold motherfucker. Yep.
Yeah, ain't no joke.
Yes.
Ain't no joke at
yes,
all.
Yes, indeed.
Then you can't see. Speed limit 40, man. I dropped down to 20.
Yeah. Like I said, the mountains will let you know if your shit is in order or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rock. Somebody's gonna get fucked up.
Definitely.
That motherfucker Turbo get the hooking. And then Nike's gonna get the hooking. He's gonna be a problem.
Hey. Oh, no, I can't even trust that bet. Oh, get ready to say, I bet Terry will leave first. I'm gonna leave that one alone.
Hey, baby, what happened to the first race, baby?
I ain't race yet. I
got to
get over here. Long.
I said, what happened to skin?
Skin, they ain't race yet because the train coming.
They were never locked in.
I don't know why they were never locked in. Skin told them to just get there and they don't race. Hold on now. Let me pull up. I'm going to pull up on them. One second. Hold on. One second.
Somebody's gonna get Wow.
Hey, Ma.
Yes.
I could have sworn they locked in earlier, man.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
I said, I could have sworn that Skin and the Hill Boys locked in first before Terrio did.
They did.
Well, that is supposed to be the first race. Terrio not here.
Terrio race ain't so bad at 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we got to sit out here and look at each other. I don't want to look at y'all ugly, stupid ass. I don't want to look at y'all. I'm gay, motherfucker. Take that motherfucker, gay. I don't want to keep looking at
hell
you.
No.
Oh, hell no. Oh, shit, man. Here we go.
Lord, how much?
Yeah.
I'm going to be turning on 75 in the minute, stupid.
Well, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
What you see,
Harvey? I'm up in Harvey right now, getting my box.
Oh, you get your box for the
box.
This dog, bitch.
Man, give the people what they want.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, how long you been a part of Drag Race, man?
I didn't hear what you said.
Let the people know how long you've been around and been a part of Drag Race in your life, man.
Since I was about 7-8 years old.
And who are some of the premier people that you used to be around and hang with?
Which ones? The older guys or the newer guys or the middle guys?
The older guys, back in the day.
From CW to OC to Jesse Lee to my daddy to God Almighty. Drag is like middle school.
He's been around a long time, Eddie. Next door to OC. They live next door to OC.
They've
been around a long time. Yeah.
So I saw everybody like act grow. I grew. You know what I mean? So I didn't, you know what I mean? Necessarily put things, a lot of people said certain things about certain people,
but
they were still my
Danny or Big Mark, who's that talking? Y'all need to mute the mic over there.
That ain't me talking.
Right.
I'm listening.
All right.
I didn't meet Skin until like, good God Almighty, until like, maybe like when Knucklehead started messing with him. I didn't meet like Big Sham until like maybe 10, 15, I'm going to get Sham about 10 years ago. It's a lot of guys that I know in the drag racing on the street.
Yeah.
I know them by face. Some of them I know. I don't know them by their name. It's a lot, dude. And you know, it's a characteristic when you come with actual gambling and you come with
fussing and fighting, and I don't do the fussing and fighting. I don't have no problem with losing. I don't have no problem with that.
Yeah.
I think these guys now, they don't want to be ragged on the show more so to actually losing their money. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that actually got money.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that actually got money, but they don't want to get teased. They don't want to get teased about this.
Is them the only people that the people you name? Is them the only people that you know?
No, Uncle Larry. Uh-oh. Come on, man. Uncle Larry. It's just so many.
I said premier people, Uncle Larry. You know, the ones that was well known by a whole lot of people. You know what I'm saying?
The reason I was asking that, Eddie. Was because I used to change his diaper, Eddie. I used to change his diaper, so that's why I asked him.
We don't want to know what diaper changes, man.
Okay.
Go ahead, baby boy.
Hold on, Mud Bomb, before we put you in the grease over there. You can't talk to Uncle Larry like that, man. So I'll put you in the grease.
I got you back, Uncle Larry.
Well,
yes, sir.
When they stop burning rubber, then I'm gonna step out this motherfucker.
Hey, Mark, you ain't gonna be standing out there like no wallflower.
Yes, sir.
They told me one time, he said, "Man, you going out to 66?" I said, "Hell no, I ain't going out there." I said, they say, "Hey man, if you go," they say, "contact baby before you go, we might get you in that mask."
I had the tickets and shit. I still get the tickets. I'm Don Schumacher. I'm posted. I'm the fuck with Don Schumacher, like for real. My name on the side of Esther Brown Cox. They fuck with me hard.
That's what I'm talking about, man. And people don't think you really know what's happening out here, man. You've been around a long time. You know a lot of shit. You know a lot of people, man. Hey, man, I take my hat off to you, man.
I just fucking two motherfuckers, man. I'm a nice. I try to be a nice guy. I try to have a nice cordial conversation with someone.
You do.
Yeah, but the thing is about it, I don't like to fuck you. I like growth and us as a I like to live and let live. I don't like all the extra stuff. I don't like
the extra
from the situation.
I'm not gonna do it. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna do it. Yeah, I understand, baby. 0058, your mic is open.
708-0058,
your mic is open.
What up, baby?
What's going on?
You got it. Yeah, brother. Hanging in there, man. Yes, sir.
That's right.
y'all doing? Y'all working it up?
Yeah, man, I'm ready to.
That's my Uncle Leroy. When
are
you gonna bring that badass 69 back out?
Oh man, we got another we got another Camaro. We put that one to sleep.
Oh no, he didn't put it to sleep.
Yeah, we put him to sleep. So yeah, we about to get it together, man. God damn it, we start chasing motherfuckers from the west side to the south side.
Yes,
so we're going to be chasing, we're going to take the motherfucker on the south side down. You know, so.
Oh, really?
If that means smoking Joe ass got to go, you know. You know.
Yeah, know. Smoking Joe.
They might not know who Smokin' Joe is, man. Hey, do anybody know who that is?
Uh-oh. Anybody know who Smokin' Joe is? Raise your hand.
Hell no. Who the fuck is Smokin' Joe?
Eddie don't know. Eddie, look, Eddie supposed to know everything. Eddie, you know what it is?
Oh, I know, but I don't wanna spoil it for somebody else. Yeah, sir, I know.
Eric, y'all wanna give me the opportunity to spoil it.
Did I hear him say Uncle Larry out here?
Would y'all give me the opportunity to spoil it? I'll spoil it.
Spoil it, goddamn it, spoil it.
Danye, that's who it is. It's Danye.
Smokey Joe is Danye.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. You say you're going after Smokey Joe?
Yeah, I'm going after Smokey Joe. It's gonna be Thriller versus Manila.
Somebody get knocked. Let me get him on. Hold on. I want to get Chuck ass first, man. If you get him, then you ain't gonna be able to get Chuck, man. I want Chuck ass.
Okay. Oh. Well. Okay, my bad, Ed. So, goddamn it, when we get them all, we gonna work this shit out. Chuck first.
Yes, sir.
You know, and then we going for Smokey Joe.
I gotta get out the car. It's cold outside, man. It's cold out here. That's cold out here.
What you drinking
on? Fucking around. Y'all in the house.
Goddamn it. Don't hit the one button, man. It's kind of dangerous out here right now for you.
No, what up, baby?
He ain't got to hit the. Hey, Eddie, he ain't got to hit the one button, goddamn. He got backup on his motherfucker. I got the man himself over here, goddamn.
Uh-oh.
What's going on, Joe?
Bruce Leroy, what's happening?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm all right. What's going on?
This man, he can't get no sleep thinking about fucking you up down here. He can't get no sleep.
Yes, sir.
You want to do something to me, huh?
Yeah, it ain't that I want to. I'm going to do something to you.
Oh, man. With the black car mug on?
Yeah. For sure.
Hold on, one second. Hello? Yes, sir.
Yeah,
you say with the with the black
hey,
guy.
Hey, who tossing that phone
yes,
around?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so when is your, did you got anything coming up?
No.
Okay, so all we got to do is keep communicating, but sometime in these months coming up, or depending on how you looking and how I'm looking as well, we'll be preparing to do something. And you know, we'll keep communicating, working it out. But I thought it was important that me and you talk, and I let you know that I was at your ass.
Trying to get this on for a long time, man.
Yeah, and my fist, I ain't never unballed my fist. Every time I see you, my fist tighten up.
What?
You know,
hey, Leroy. Yes, Leroy. Now you know if you try to kill one of mine, I'm about to try to kill one of yours now. I'm about to fuck Bud up. I'm about to get goddamn.
Hey, somebody get Bud on the phone.
Hey, now you know if you try to do mine, I'm about to do one of yours now.
Hey, Tate, your car ready right now?
Hell yeah. That motherfucker in the garage doing push-up.
Well, we gonna lock you in for the fifth if that's possible.
Get him on the phone.
What?
Hey,
okay.
Kid.
No, he ain't gonna be scared. Oh, no.
Hey, what day you say?
The 5th of June. Me and Big Sam race, if that's possible.
Just told me they changed the goddamn graduation date to the 5th of June.
Okay, they said it to the 5th of June.
Man, he just told me that.
What time is it over?
Date is the 12th, huh?
Oh, what time is it?
I don't even know what time it starts.
Well, let's play it by ear, and if we gonna figure something out.
Yeah, we
got
to work it out.
Yeah, we'll work it out. But
damn, bro, that just threw a monkey, man. I thought it was the week after that.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You just told me they changed.
No, it's June 5th. It's June 5th.
The 12th is a rain date. It's outside.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we gonna keep playing about ear tape and man, Bud gonna have to bust your head, and me and
Hey, Bud, say he'll call in about 5-10 minutes. He on the other line.
Okay, cool. Okay, but
anybody
we gonna work
right now? Could y'all please mute y'all
Bud
mic so we don't have the background noise?
You don't talk on the background.
No, you know, I'm cool with that too, but we're gonna work it out though. We're gonna work it out. So you know, I guess we're gonna hopefully I don't know, hopefully the event won't last you know, the graduation in the morning time or something like that, hopefully.
Yeah,
but we'll play about it, yeah.
Yeah, I know once we get a little closer, I know all the details.
Yeah, that's what's up. So we get it together. But your car ready?
No, it's getting ready though.
Okay, so I'm getting ready as well. I'll be together next week. So I'm gonna be getting some shit together after that. So
if you're gonna be together next week, you ready then?
Not quite. I gotta get to the track. You know, I gotta get to the track and play around just a little bit. You know, but you know, is Cal City with y'all?
What you trying to run Cal City with?
Hey,
hold on,
Eddie. Hey, who was making all that noise in the background? If you ain't talking, why don't you please mute your mic?
It's a switch right at the top.
If you ain't talking, could you mute your mic? Because I'm hearing a lot of noise.
Hey, Big Eddie, just mute all the mics except the people that's trying to lock in.
Yeah, but I don't know exactly what lines they all on. But that's what I'm about to do.
I'm on mute. So that ain't me with all that background noise. I'm on mute.
All right, I'm gonna start.
Yeah, so,
hey, Low Rider, go on mute, Low Rider.
Yo, so we we gonna get these cars ready and just look forward to fighting soon. You know, or somewhere when you get it all the way together, we look forward to it.
Yeah, it ain't gonna take much for me.
I get it. You know, and just like I say, look forward to it because I want that ass, baby. You've been ducking for a long time.
You say I've been ducking.
Yeah. Yes, sir. You've been ducking for a long time, baby.
Hey, that's your story. I'm gonna let you tell it.
Hey, how many times I came to you?
When?
Don't stutter.
Hey, Leroy, when you come to me and I said no, now.
Shit, you. Every time I came, the break.
I had a condom break.
Yes.
Man.
Do you remember
what break car?
The 69.
I would have killed you with that car, man.
Yeah, but you told me you didn't want no trouble. I don't know if you was broke.
Hey, I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, I've been chasing you for a long.
I think you was dreaming, Leroy. I think you was dreaming.
No, we was on the line once. We was on the line once, and after that, I've been chasing.
What happened on the line? Who broke?
Me. Yep, but we was definitely at Byron about to run once. And then after that, I've been chasing you ever since. And you was like, you don't want no smoke at that time.
Well, you family.
Yes, sir. Likewise. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what? I think I was trying to run your head up by last year.
No, see, you.
With Mudbone. I think you politely declined.
No, that's why. Oh, you talking about when I was trying to get the car right at the Grove?
I don't know nothing about that. We were trying to get the car right, but yeah.
Yeah, and that's why what you did with oh, that's the car I want first, and then I want Eddie say we go.
You can't go back. You can't do
that. No, we good. Because I'll do it anyway. I like I told Chuck, I'm gonna fuck my way up his family tree, but it don't matter. We gonna work it out. So if you want to backpedal on some shit, that's fine. You can duck and dive, but hey, ain't nowhere to run. There ain't nowhere to have. We should get it off.
Hey, Leroy, I told you had a one day special. You messed up.
Well, Scandal. You say I messed up?
Yeah, you had a one day special with Scandal.
Well, the boss said that before we got you on the phone, the boss said we got to fuck Chuck up first. Okay, I'm gonna talk.
The same tree, though. We all on the same thing.
Well, Bud,
who's that? That's Mudbone. Big Eddie said he wants Chuck first.
Big Eddie said he wants that ass off of Chuck. And so
yeah, it's a friend of mine. We got something we gotta settle.
You know, but whatever the boss says is cool, but I'm quite sure it'll be a bittersweet deal if we just bust your ass first. You know, so we gonna work it out. So I know you ain't finna bag up now, so let's look forward to it, man. Let's just get this shit on.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Three Love on your team too. I'll go and cluck him left side of the head too.
Wait, what time?
What's going on, brother? I can't call it, sir.
You can't have everything your way. I'm already, see, I'm something like a virgin all over again, and I'm letting you have me. But you gotta let Three Love get Junior or somebody.
I don't know. We got. We gotta think about that. We gotta think about that. That might not work for us.
Why not?
I don't like that race.
Three Lug is the sweetest thing we got. Do you agree?
No. Hey, when he running good, he running good. We might catch him on that running good day.
Well, you might get lucky, but who knows? Let's give it a shot. So, Junior and Three Love, Tate and Bud, me, you, and Chuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I know you gonna once you get prepared, then me and you. But if Scandal ready, it'll be Eddie. You know we'll let Eddie do Scandal with Mudbone.
I don't think I like that.
Okay, well, you gotta like something, baby. So,
hey, I like that. I like Tate and Bud. I love that.
Oh man.
Yeah. Well. Goddamn. Hey, what up, kid?
What up, Leroy?
Well, we get the red my bone together, man. I might take a spot from Truck. I might take a little spot from him.
How about that, Donye?
What
did he say?
I can't hear him.
He say he take a
spot. We get the red.
With the red car, we take a spot from Chuck Scandal.
Who? What car?
We got a red Camaro.
The red Mudbone.
He's talking about Eddie, the red one.
I ain't seen that car. I don't know what car that is.
You'll like it. When you see it, you're going to like what we're talking about.
We'll give him a little spot with Chuck.
I believe that.
We'll give him a little spot with Chuck.
You had to, because I ain't going the other way.
Okay, well.
We'll give old Mudbone some justice.
Yeah, we appreciate it, too. Yes, sir. Yeah, so, man, we're going to work it out, man. We'll revisit this real soon and figure out where we go from.
Yeah, once we get a little closer, we find out what time that graduation is because he just popped that up. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get it together.
We just trying to make something happen on that day, but we got all summer to play.
No, it's June 5th.
June.
That's Eddie's birthday too, so we're gonna try to celebrate his birthday on that day as well.
I just told somebody the damn race was sometime in May. Well,
we got one in June 5th and the next one is September 18th.
Okay.
You know, September 17th and 18th. So it'll be a 2-day.
This one right here, Saturday.
Yeah, just Saturday.
Okay.
Yep. And I got a fool giving me everything in drag racing on the 18th of September.
Oh wait.
Yeah, that's Bodie. You know, he said he's the fastest man in the world.
Oh man, not Jay Bode.
Yeah. Darnay, do you want some of them too?
Hey, I like that too. Shit.
Oh. He might not give you everything, but I'm pretty sure, you know, he's real sweet. So he real generous. I ain't gonna call him sweet. You know, he's a generous type of guy. Man. Yeah. Everything in drag racing.
Hey, he told me. Huh?
He told me like Rodney Dangerfield. I get no respect.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
I think
he
ain't that with a Draxa or something. Huh? He got a Draxa Pro
Mod. No, he. I don't know. I haven't seen his car. I don't know what the hell he's coming with, but all I know is. If a motherfucker mumbles some shit like that out of his mouth, I ain't never going to say no. I'm going to say, let's go.
So you definitely ain't going to turn your collar down, huh?
No, hell no. Just like I goddamn gave that damn Jimbo. What's his name? The little boy, the little dude up there in Michigan, Jimbo, is it?
Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah, I told, they rushed me. They had me come up there. I was giving him everything. That motherfucker was so nervous. He popped away, sat down on the wall, and wrote the wall all the way down. I said, damn, this motherfucker must have been petrified. Yeah, man, but we gonna get it together though. Yeah, so hey, good talking to you, man, and I can't wait to till we get in the ring, man. So I look forward to it.
Gotcha. Hey, I look forward to seeing you back out.
Likewise.
Hey Tate,
yes, sir.
Hey Tate, Donye. What we trying to do, man, is bring some big boy racing up north so we can have some up here, too, for the boys can't say they only got one team to look to race when they come up this way. Then that's when we came up to race them up or come from the south or whatever. You know, we'll travel, too. But we trying to bring a little big boy racing back up here. Let's get recognized up here, too, you know. And see, right now, I don't really recognize nobody but y'all.
Hey, Eddie. You know,
yeah.
The only way you can make that possible is you got to tell some of these scary motherfuckers to race, though. People ain't going to come up here and have motherfuckers going to race them. I mean, you got to understand that.
Saying.
People ain't going to go in their pocket and just spend no money to come all the way up here for motherfuckers to not race. That's just the bottom line.
If you want
people to come, you got to race them. They ain't going to come. They ain't going to come just for show.
You just can't say
Leroy going to race them or Mudbone. Listen, you just can't say Leroy going to race somebody or Tate going to race somebody or Donye. It takes the people up north to have the same, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't, they ain't going to come up in a race two or three motherfuckers.
If these motherfuckers ain't got no heart,
to lock a motherfucker in or a motherfucker get mad because somebody's wrong on them or any of that shit, that's why they don't come up here.
Right. It definitely ain't enough for them to come up here right now, and I understand that, but we're going to try to make it where it is. That's what I'm saying.
Sound good to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand it, boy. They got millions of cars to race down there every day.
Well, hey, is some motherfuckers finna get pregnant?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, if they ain't taking no birth control, it's damn sure mother might have twins.
No. It ain't gonna take 6 months. It ain't gonna take nine. It's gonna take about six. They might have about six, seven of them like a dog.
Good. Oh man.
And so it's going down. So man, I look forward to it, man. And man, thanks for coming on, Tate and Donye. Man, we're gonna work out.
Oh man, anytime, man. No problem.
Hey,
no problem.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Hey, Tate and Donye.
What up, you?
The lady down there in New Orleans said y'all didn't leave them $40 on the table. So she's looking for our money. So y'all got them slipped out of town.
hey, we didn't left too many $40 on the goddamn table.
Oh, man. What's happening, Donye? What's up,
hey.
Tate?
What up, though? It's Eddie. Who there? Nothing, kid.
Shit.
All
same
right.
Same old shit, just a different day. Down. So what?
Hey, Leroy.
In Memphis.
Hold on,
Ed. 2 minutes of conversation, man.
Hold on. What about trying to put together that shooter?
Running back.
Go ahead, Donye, what you were saying?
I seen kid down in Memphis. I got 1 minute of conversation, man. He was running by me.
God damn it. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's my boy. Hey, you know, kid, a celebrity, he got to go by and shake hands and kiss the babies. And he got to go see everybody.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Yeah, that's a popular dude there. Hey, kid, a popular dude.
Hey, Leroy, take your ass on mute, man. Nobody want to hear you.
hey, the chicken man held the rap. God damn, I'm probably ready to get it down.
Oh, chicken man that made it?
Oh, somebody got it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they on the street again
ain't
tonight.
No stopping us now.
Yeah, they on the street, Tate.
Yeah, we here in Mexico.
On the
bus.
Who
you
finna run?
The Hill Boys.
That's Cadillac. Black Cadillac the Hill Boys got.
Hey, did Shorty run yet?
No, not yet.
He's supposed to run Shorty first.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, they all out here.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
It's supposed to be at 9 o'clock, Big Eddie.
That's why I asked you, did it happen yet? Terrell's supposed to have been at 9 o'clock. Terrell's supposed to have been at 9.
No, Terrell's supposed to have been at 10.
Well, I know what I heard when I was on the phone. I don't know. And once I got off the phone, they changed it. But when I was on the phone.
Right, Terrell called me. Terrell called me at 10 o'clock.
Okay, well, they changed it.
You over there now, Terrio
just called me. I'm headed that way right now. So Terrio told me 10 o'clock, and he told me Shorty was at 9. Terrio probably just getting there. So Terrio left at 9 o'clock. I left to go get gas.
Yeah,
I told him I was on my way. Yeah.
Man,
he's driving that car. I'm on 111.
Yeah,
he drives his car. He drives his car. I'm on 111.
Yeah,
you ain't living that, man. You ain't living that yet.
Long time since I hung out on the street.
Yep.
So far, goddamn material been the king of the streets, baby.
Chicken man. He's fucking around.
That's for sure.
He putting that bird in the fire, goddamn it, and he started frying ass up, trying to get out. Hey, Three Love say he wants to win. Three Love say he want on Chicken Man tonight.
Oh.
He on his way out here with his car.
Is he driving or he got it on the trailer?
Eddie,
man,
I got a question.
901, 1516, who we got?
Hey, Eddie, you know who I am, Miss Flop. I got a question for you.
Hold up, Flop. Yes, sir.
I know you do a lot of deep frying. Hey, you been slipping and lending Terry on some of that good grease? Cause he been cooking motherfuckers right.
Come on, Flop.
I've been doing Terry justice, but who I wanted to fry tonight, probably before Terry race, to take up a little time, get him out the way here. I don't know, Preacher Boy want to do the honors, or anybody want to do the honors, but I want to put that vet in the grease, Eric.
Uh-oh.
And I hate to do it because Eric, my guy, he got fucked up out there. Yeah, he got fucked up.
Oh,
last was a Saturday.
a white
all motor vet. The all motor vet had got whooped twice that day or the day before.
They got it.
And turned around and his only win was Eric.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't try this at home.
So anybody want to do the honors, or y'all want me to get him out the way?
Well, you might as well go and get him out the way, yes.
It's been hot than a motherfucker, boy. I mean, this shit popping.
Fry him hard, Eddie. Fry him hard.
All right, let's get it going. Hey, man, I was checking out live videos of Canon. I'm like, damn. That white vet, he out there just getting his ass whooped. First he got whooped by the blue Mustang, the newer style Mustang, whooped his ass. Then turn around, I seen like the older style. Somebody told me that was Scotty. He got up there with Scotty, I guess. I don't know who it was for sure, but that's what they told me. So he got up there with Scotty, burned his ass, whooped his ass. Next thing I know, I seen him lined up again. I'm looking. I said, damn. That looked like a gray vet back there. I said, is that Eric? They did their burnouts and everything, goddammit. Eric sitting back there, he did his burnout. Then he pulled on up, goddammit. All of a sudden, goddammit, they dropped their hand, that motherfucking white vet tore up out of there, and Eric was still sitting there. So then he finally took off, and once he took off, goddammit, the cop went up in smoke gear and get off the gas, and man, it was over it all over again. It was just like a movie where the shit just kept playing again, like he was just a different car he got his ass whooped by. But he went up in smoke again, then he went to chase him, couldn't run him down. But I was like, God damn. Eric, so for that reason, Eric, I got to put your ass in the grease, man. I just got to surprise you. Love you, bro.
Lord, how much?
Hey, Flop. I had to fry him like he fries ties. You know, I had to let him know how to tie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Eddie, you got five to throw in that grease?
Let's put my bucket gear on.
You got anybody else to throw in that grease?
Man, Eddie,
okay.
You ain't even using
what?
Propane, man.
Well, hold on. Hey, Flop.
Do I have to come with
something? Let me holler at Flop real quick.
Okay, go ahead. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, Flop.
Do I have to come with something a little hotter than grease to burn me?
I hear you. Go ahead.
That shit ain't nothing.
What's been going on, man? Hey, man. I was sitting here earlier today, man. I was thinking about you when y'all was talking about them turkey tips. I remember when we was all at the garage. When y'all came over by my mama's house to look at the El Camino when it was black and it was in the garage.
Yeah.
I said, man, that nigga was littler than a motherfucker. And they talking about you big as 2 houses now.
Oh, man.
How the hell you drive your car, man? How the hell you let yourself get that big?
What you say, preacher boy?
How you let yourself get that big, man?
That's good eating, Ed. That's good eating.
Yes, yeah. Well, I can't,
I
might feed you.
I still want them turkey
yeah.
chips.
I ain't got no Monte Carlo. I should black.
Oh, should be out there.
Yeah, where you at?
I'm out here.
You trying to get over some turkey tips, boy.
Hey, Tate. Yeah. I'll call you right back in a few minutes. All right.
Man, this motherfucking place is packed.
Y'all on the bunk 30?
Yeah, we on the bunk 30, man. I'm trying to see who all out here, too. I hate to be parked
yeah,
so motherfucking far
it,
away.
Hey, if it's packed, every motherfucker out there.
Hey, boy, this is like 41 for niggas.
Oh, man.
Ain't no old man. It's for real, for real. Hey, man, we got the A.
Yes,
if everybody was shopping at the stove, a motherfucker didn't have no room, maybe.
Somebody ain't went live yet, though.
Who you like on the
line? They ain't going to go live until they get ready to get on that line.
Right.
I don't know, man. I ain't never seen some of that shit.
I got to catch up my son. I got to catch my son if I can put a muzzle on him.
Yeah, I ain't going to be back at 11:27, 1:30.
Who's driving the Cadillac? Is James driving the Cadillac?
No, they say young boy, nephew. No, they said nephew, somebody driving it, a young boy.
Who that? What? Hey, fat kid, how you doing, boy? Steady calling me, get your fat ass out.
Hello?
Oh, okay. Let me go see what's going on. Fellas. Hey, everybody. How you doing, baby? Hey. I'm always blessed. Hold on, man. Hold on, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Slow down. What'd I tell you? We know he ain't nothing. You gonna drive? Yeah. But hey, man, listen, cut it short. I sent you that message on what the way popped up. Hey, let them talk. What I tell you? Fuck them. Who? Well, I told you, just shut the fuck up and chill back. Drive up them. Mr. Williams, how you doing, Mr. Williams? Who you calling sweet, motherfucker? Who you calling sweet? I heard you talking dirty to my son. You don't talk dirty to my son. He wasn't looking for you. We know how to find you. Well, he's going to lock in with you now. No, we not. We got action already. Okay. We'll find out, man. We got a destination for you. Slide over. Hey, you ain't gonna pay the white. Hey, tell the white ain't for you. How you doing? G, how you doing? We gonna play this here? Huh? It's okay. I felt that. Let's go to the rumble room, baby. Your mouth is running. I'm glad you got a mask on. I mean, I can't smell the shit you talking. See, you got that man, though. I can't smell the shit you talking. Hey, quick thinking, baby. Quick thinking.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That nigga got a muzzle on his mouth talking shit. I believe you, baby. Hey, my lock are working, too, but my mind ain't. I'm not ready yet. You a goddamn lie.
What are you doing, boy?
They lying. Let's Jay with his lying ass. He always threatened. Hey, listen, he the only motherfucker I know go to kindergarten side kicking all the kids around.
Oh, shit.
But he whispering when he talks to
the
grown-ups.
Talking to.
Man, I'm going to fuck you up. I like the way you say it. Hey, man, listen. I want you to have that same energy after the 16th when I feel a little better. But my man right here. I know y'all run on 22nd. Y'all run on the 22nd. Listen, you going to run at 41? You going to run at 41? I might catch your ass, June, on that day then. I might take me some kind of pill to get my mind right. Just stick this bitch again. You too. You too. Huh? But I want you bad, a motherfucker. You ain't shit. I just,
oh, man.
Listen.
Not bad in the hall.
I heard, man. Hey, listen to me. Listen to me. All bullshit not. I really want to follow y'all down. Listen. I really want to just follow y'all down there. Yeah. The only reason, listen. The only reason I don't go all them places, I don't have nobody to ride with me. Them niggas work. Them niggas work. Because y'all know I load that motherfucker up and double that anyway. And see, I don't have no extra driver. I have to get in that motherfucking. Stick that one leg on one side, put that bubble on cruise.
Oh, man.
Let's see it. and get there. I drove all the way down. I got a motherfucker beside me. Well, that's why I said if I ride with y'all, one of y'all might want to ride with me and drive.
Damn, bitch.
Man, listen. Listen to me, man. I left here going down to Memphis. I had to drive all the way down there. To get to the hotel, I pass out. We come, I drive from Mississippi to the track. I'm tired. Then the next day, I come on home. We come straight home. I'm like, man, I'm tired of 100, motherfucker, man. I got a motherfucker right here. Got to drive, I can drive. Won't drive. Stay home. That ain't no help.
Yeah. That's right.
He told me he would ride with me to make sure I survive. He don't want me to get hurt. He said, if something go wrong, he gonna get out. Man, listen, yeah. If something break, I'm calling 911 from now on. I ain't getting out the car. They don't understand. See, I got a bad habit. But listen, though, I got a bad habit of sleeping with my eyes open when I'm driving. I sleep with my eyes open when I'm driving. Shit.
Oh, man.
With that what on? Man. Hey, anytime a motherfucker ride me and they don't hear nothing going down, they got to hear that little rah, 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 and don't woke. But if they don't hear that, we in trouble.
Hey,
ooh, we got the ship on you.
The ship on this line. I'm looking for pictures. Yeah, I'm on the show right now.
No, with this nigga, shut the fuck up.
How many did y'all take with you? How many times did y'all take with you?
Is that the town drunk?
Yep.
My fuck got a brown paper bag.
Hey,
in his hand.
Damn.
See? Hey, Flop.
Yo. See, I want to go to that steel track y'all went to.
I'm gonna try to call you.
How long
again,
drive
that?
To
talk to you.
Oh, I can deep for that. Oh man, y'all got my number. All y'all got to do is call me. Listen, all you got to do is call me. I'm gonna ride on down there. I ain't never been. Just like I ain't been in this 42. That 42 y'all talking about?
Oh shit, finna get going.
No, listen. You cracking jokes. I went to Cordova. I lost my leg in Cordova, and I lost it in Mississippi, but at Holly Springs. Man, I'm on the track, right? It was a nigga about big as you, right? I went to move and couldn't move. I said, hey, man, I ain't gay, man. I need your help. I said, hold on. I said, listen. He said, what's wrong? I said, the leg stuck, and I said, if I come up, I'm going to come up out of it. He said, man, stop playing. I did it like this. I got taller here. The leg don't move. He said, I got you. He said, look, he grabbed me by this pie here. He pulled that buff up and said, he said, your shoe coming off. I said, then grab it by the shoe, man. But listen, we at Cordova when the Outlaws were there. The Memphis Outlaws, the street outlaw people. Man, I'm standing there talking plenty of shit, standing rocking on that motherfucker goddamn thing. That's how much did the burnout. And then I was coming, I tried to get up the weapon. I just spit. Now, I'm going to tell you how damn it was. I spit. It didn't move. I spit in the damn pocket. So the foot is faced that way. He said, damn, you need help? Fuck you, thing. Get me off this track.
Lord, have mercy.
Well, 41 says you can't be out there no more, so we ain't got to worry about nobody standing up there. No, they said standing, a lot of people can't be in the middle. Y'all was out there again today? I knew it. Was it nice, though?
This motherfucker.
Did they got gravel going in still? Or do they got... No?
He waited for the last fucking second.
Yeah. I'll take care of it.
The old lady
I
up still there.
It,
the same. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. How the fuck? You gonna wait for the
last fucking second? To I ain't going to go to next week. I was going tomorrow, but it worked. Hey, baby. Yeah, it's too cold. It's too cold to turn the break loose anywhere out here, man. They got lucky at the Grove. It wasn't that bad that day. Well, shit.
Kid, how you like that little thing, man?
What little thing?
We trying to hook up with Chi-Town Most Wanted.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That would be some good matchup. That looks like some good matchup.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we got to try to do, man, to bring life back up here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Yeah, man.
Yeah, like Tate was saying.
We're traveling too.
Gotta get these,
yeah.
Gotta get these boys up here to, you know, goddamn it, come out of the bushes and shit, and goddamn it, go to racing. That's all.
Well, you know, we got quite a few people that are racing now. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you got
sure.
Terrio, you got Preacher Boy right there. You know, there's quite a few people that are race cars. They figured it's in their class. Else they wouldn't be trying to go down there. You got Scrap. You got email. You know what I'm saying? So we got Bud, we got Three Love, so it ain't like they ain't got nobody to race, you know.
Yeah.
But at one time, they had nobody to race but Chi-Town Most Wanted. They come up here, ain't nobody
right.
else want to try to mess with them. You know, so
yep.
now we try to change that. So we need to find out who the baddies are, the baddies up this way, then, you know, go down there to
Yeah. Devil. Yeah. I see a Big Low out of Florida. He on the comeback. Goddamn Malibu looking plenty slick.
And it sounds like somebody banging on something. Who that working banging? Mute your mic. Hey, somebody got to
hear
me.
You know how it is.
Yeah, I'm gonna go
Vic
back.
On here.
Let me go find it. Hold on, Vic. Yeah, Vic just came on. I just bought him on.
Yo, yo. What up, kid?
Shit, nothing much. You didn't come to come over here to the city today?
Nah, not tonight. I just left my shop. I've been working all day. I was over there last night.
Yeah, I know. I saw you.
Yeah.
It was a little warmer last night than it is tonight.
Yeah, it's a little chilly tonight. Shit, I was going to come. I said, no, let me take my ass home.
I heard that. Yes, indeed. It's probably damn near about 10 to 15 degrees different.
Yeah, it's
different. Back again.
Who built the goddamn doghouse or something, goddamn?
Hey.
Hey, Danny, meet your mic.
They're trying to
Danny,
put that
Mopar
camshaft in their Chevrolet.
Oh, man, that might not work, Flop.
I know it. That
might not work.
That's why you hear that.
Because normally all you need is a little tapping. All you need is a little tapping.
Yeah.
This should go right on in.
Yeah.
They're putting that sledgehammer on the motherfucker. Ain't gonna make it right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, when you fired up, ain't gonna have no oil pressure. Ain't gonna have no oil pressure.
Probably ain't gonna have no pistols either.
So, huh?
Shit. Yeah, man.
Yeah, Flop, I see Big Low.
Got another
on
hand
back.
Up, yeah.
Yeah. He is.
Got. Goddamn,
Malibu looking
slick. Big Eddie.
What's going on?
What's up, Big Eddie?
Hey, man, Ray,
hey kid.
Happening, man?
Yeah.
Nothing too much. Hey, kid. Hey, man,
yeah.
It was cold enough to freeze me at 41 tonight.
Oh, man.
It was cold enough to freeze. Frog,
all right,
he was frozen. He's
asleep.
Hey, kid, Frog, nah, he gonna jump up now. He's asleep, man. Man, froze, man.
Oh, man. Well, you know, he doesn't even care.
I'm the track team. I'm track team, Raylo.
Well, you know, I don't make no lot of horsepower. It's beautiful, man. It's just smooth and slick all the way down.
Oh, okay.
He
good,
may not
good.
Be prepped for the radio right now, but it looks
right.
Like it's ready for them to put a lot of glue on it.
Yep. Yeah, they had old man boy in there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's smooth. It's smooth.
O'Brien the Mass, he does a good job.
Yeah, I know it's
heard,
smooth. I know that.
I ain't heard nobody complaining about his work that he do. I think he headed up to Lapeer, Michigan now to work on their track. But, yep. Yeah.
Hey, Big Low, that name rung a bell, but I seen this red G-body.
Yeah, that's him.
Custom paint job on it.
Yeah,
I seen the car, but I didn't know who that was. But then when you said Big Low, I kind of remember that name.
Yeah, Big Low out of Florida.
Yeah, that boy, that's slick there. That's slick.
Yep.
I like that.
Yeah, that's
hey, Ray, I want to send out my condolences to you and your family, man.
Yes, yep.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
yep.
Man.
I came to the track, man, try to clear my mind a little bit. And,
yeah,
man, just,
yep.
I'm just thankful and blessed, man, to have my mom that long that we did have it, man.
Yep, you're right about that.
Wow, I ain't no Ray
Lowe. She went through a lot. Yeah, she went through a lot, man.
My prayers with y'all.
Hey, sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear that, Raylo. I do remember.
Yeah.
I do remember seeing that post, and I responded on that post. I sure did. But last night, my mama went to the hospital at 2:00 in the morning.
I seen that. Me and Frog were just looking at that. We just tracked it and seen that. Yeah. She's still in the hospital, Big Eddie.
Yeah, but it looked like she's gonna be all right. It seemed like she got dehydrated. You know how they stop drinking water, then they. Yeah, then she lose appetite, and they trying to look at they giving antibiotics and fluids right now. And they also, you get sicker. So, and she see all her vitals and stuff is good.
Yeah, especially when you're up in age.
Yeah. She was too weak to walk. Yeah, she 92.
That's what I think.
A lot of energy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, that's a blessing. That's a blessing.
Yeah, it's a blessing, man. So I wait for my sister to call me back because right now they say until the COVID tests come back, she can't have no visitors. And then once they come back, she's going to have one visitor a day.
Yep, that's
yeah,
all.
Man, that's
no,
what we went through, man.
Yeah.
They ain't letting nobody in them hospitals.
Man.
No.
Yeah, they opening up everything except for the fire department, police department, and the hospitals. Chicago, the rest of Chicago.
Yeah, it was. Hey, Miss Lee, you out
man,
there?
I had to.
Hit the one button. Hey, go ahead, Ray.
Who?
Just trying to get
Miss Lee. Miss Lee. Miss Lee better be trying to get some sleep.
I must have passed one of y'all trailers about 4 or 5 times yesterday. Going on fire runs and shit. Medical runs, Ray Low.
Huh?
I said, I must have passed by your trailer. Didn't even know whose trailer that was. I had seen you put stickers on it. Black
yeah,
trailer.
Yeah, badass racing. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I passed by there about 5 times yesterday on call.
Oh, okay. Where you come from,
yeah.
Vincennes?
No, we had a call of like 100 and something in May, and yeah, we had one on 100 and something in May. Yeah, we over there at 95th Charles, 95th Prospect.
Hey, what you pull out of 95th and Evergreen, right? Beverly? What you pull out of Beverly or Vincennes?
We pull out a 95th Prospect, and then we take Vincennes around that way.
Oh, yeah, right.
Start off
okay,
on 99th.
Prospect, yeah.
Because I had seen that trailer out there for a few years, and I was like, I wonder whose trailer it is. And I seen the name on it yesterday.
Yeah, that's home of the badass races.
Oh, yeah.
Well, shit, dang it. Raylo ain't got but one race car in the whole neighborhood.
No, it's another one. It's another one.
Oh yeah.
You know where that Buddy Bear car wash at on 95th?
Yeah.
Right behind
that.
It's a motorhome and enclosed trailer. Michael Franklin. You know him when you see him. And,
okay.
What's his name?
Right,
out there?
That
the chassis shop out there. Bill Lucky do all the work on it. That's the only car Bill Lucky work on. You know the dude when you see him, kid. Yeah,
okay.
His name Michael Franklin. Matter of fact,
he
at Bill Lucky's tomorrow. Bill Lucky building some funny car headers. Yep. That's only car Bill Lucky work on. They the best of friends.
Wow.
His name Michael Franklin. You know him when you see him.
Yeah. Yep.
The blue Camaro, real pretty. He can bring it out every once in a while.
Yeah, I think
the
I
blue,
remember.
Like a 79 Camaro, like that Cisco Kid like car. Yeah.
Right.
It's all blue and ain't got no letters on nothing. Bill Lucky built it. And he do all the work on it. That's the only car I know Bill Lucky will work on.
Yep.
Cisco Kid. Bill Lucky worked on my car before.
Had to be a long time ago.
Yep.
Hey, Bill, I'm just saying, he retired. He ain't doing nothing but funny. You got to be a close friend. He only works on rabbit
right.
dip shit, Jerry
just,
shit.
I'm a very close friend.
They got to be Flap. He'll work on Flap shit.
Yeah.
Well, there's a dude named Mike. He is up there right now with the doors closed. That's the only car I know he work on right now.
Shit, Bill Lucky got to be damn near. Bill Lucky got to be in his 80s.
He 100.
80
home? He 100.
Wow.
my buddy keep talking about Bill Lucky going to do this. I say, hey, I know don't none of us know our time, but goddamn, how much more longer you going to say Bill Lucky going to do something?
Yep.
Bill Lucky been saying he going to move back to Maryland,
yes,
Tennessee.
Sir.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. He's been working on nobody's shit but Jerry, Rabbit, Junior Griffith.
Mm-hmm.
Know about the only somebody goddamn he would work for.
bad man. I know
I showed Miss Bill Reed there. I showed Miss Bill Reed, Ray.
Yes, indeed. Oh, boy.
Hey, he's been coming to the track with me when we got the car together, and he was going to be out there. He was going to try about 2-3 different cams while we was at the track for me.
Mm-hmm. Bill Reed. It was just fun hanging around his shop. Out, man.
Yes, sir.
Man, hey, I'm telling you, with him and Cam,
it was just fun hanging around
Cam,
his shop.
Man, shit. Yes, sir.
Hey,
he had a ball.
Ray Lowe, whatever happened to him? Whatever happened to the old juggler?
We headed down there, man. We headed down there, man.
Okay. Yeah.
And a dude named Daryl hit.
Down there somewhere.
A dude named Daryl Weston headed and disappeared with it.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Eddie.
Last time somebody said they saw that car, they said after the car got killed, that car, they seen that car up on the tow truck going to Mississippi.
That car was in Memphis. And Daryl messed it up because he drilled all in the front end of it, like some cooling hole and stuff. Had old 468 in it. They could run low nines with it because the radiator and stuff was mounted in the back of it. And
yes, indeed. The cooling system was in the trunk.
Yep.
That's a shame, man.
Hey, Eddie, you Mudbones on Facebook, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I think we friends already, Flop. I'm not for sure.
I'm just doing some of the stuff you asked me to do. I'm covering all bases.
Oh, okay.
I just don't know what direction.
Yeah, I appreciate
that
it,
old
man.
Juggler car. That old juggler car was originally out of Texas. That's where it came from. A guy named Sam Whitten.
Mm-hmm.
Guy bought it from Sam Whitten in Texas. The car was red, white, and blue. I want to say when they bought it.
It was red, yellow, and blue by the time it got up to us.
Yeah, with old juggler on it.
Uh-huh, old juggler.
Louis Trench painted.
Y'all remember
Louis
when
Trench
it was on the front cover? Y'all remember
what?
When it was on the front cover of Popular Hot Rod magazine?
Yep.
Yeah, I got copies of that somewhere.
How's Louis Trench doing? I ain't seen him in a long time.
He doing good. Painting all his kids' cars, man.
Look like
his grandkids being 41 with them two pretty Drexlers. If you see
little
bitty kids,
like
some fast Drexlers at 41, them Louis Trich grandkids.
Yeah, because I know he painted a couple of bikes for me.
Yeah, he's good.
Oh, yeah.
Look like it's about to go down out here.
Chicken man pulling to the line.
Mark's about to go down. The Hill Boys and
Terrio. Wait, who on live? Shit, I don't see nobody on live.
My
big Sham.
Sham probably be coming on in a
Clemens
minute.
Clemens on right now. Terrio pulling up there.
Okay, I got him now.
It must not let that motherfucker jump up out of
there.
Okay, Cadillac can't get away.
Clement Campbell looking good today. He down there about a big end, look like. Don't walk down there.
Which guy Terrio running?
Man.
Terrio
running? Black
Cadillac.
The Cadillac.
The police pulled up.
Yeah.
Police pulled up.
Man.
They gonna let him run. As long as they ain't got no guns, they gonna let him run.
So,
Terry,
you said
Terry
and
Jay's not gonna do nothing either. Look like I seen it. Ooh. This stand in the trail. And you take the old.
Hey, what
the,
is it?
No, they stayed out the back.
Hey, Is the truck to the left or the right?
To the right.
He's probably sitting in the center.
It'll be in whoever in the right hand lane. That's whose lane is in.
You know Big Eddie don't know his left from the right.
Oh, man.
Damn, Kimo, don't slap me like that,
Kimo. Big Eddie, did you fry anybody tonight?
I've been on the back now. Hell yeah, I fried the shit out of Eric, but he didn't play fat. He had on his fire suit.
That's right. I had my
bumpy
gear on. Wait a minute. Hold on. They said the semi is sitting on the right in the right hand lane.
Yeah, it might move now. He just sitting there with his flashes going. It might move. He might move. They said the police had came anyway.
Somebody need to go down there and tell him, bust a move, Walt. Get the fuck out the way.
It's probably somebody they know. He probably know he got to move.
Why would he bring his silly ass on that side of the street, though? Boss a move, huh?
Right.
You got to tell him, boss a move, huh? If he know what's going on right there, why would he go on that side of the street?
He won't hear about it.
You got a lot of commotion going on your show today, baby. They finna race. You know. Anytime I visit anybody's show, the ratings go through the roof.
You can sit there for 46 more minutes, I'll be there in my semi on the other side of the street.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man.
Bust a move.
Shit, I'm right there right now. I'm going to jump on Bishop 4 or not.
I got some motherfucking hammer down.
That shit. Ain't no rush on police game.
It's going to take me a long time. It's going to take me a long time to get up there because I'm down in Florida. I got shorts on and short sleeve shirts on ever since I left Arizona. That's all I've been wearing.
Is my mic open? I thought my mic was muted.
Hey, Big Ed,
Shit, goddamn it, just start snowing for no reason at all.
That's where I learned how to really drive at.
Oh, yeah?
That motherfucking 196.
Oh,
middle of January.
Man, that bitch like destined out there. You know what I'm saying? Ain't shit out there.
That motherfucker was, man, be raining. And by the time I used to run that flatbed, and by the time I get to Traverse City, all that shit froze. Straps froze, everything.
You weighed at the top. Boy, I had to go take a Corvette weighed up to the top.
Yeah, let's go way the fuck up the Towski and shit.
Man, listen, I'm driving, right? We get off of goddamn 94. That bitch went from a 3-lane to a 2-lane to a 1-lane. I said,
On 131. That bitch go way up there.
Yep. So blue. And I was
all the way to
Canada. I started throwing rocks over there, hit the freeze.
All the way to the top.
But it's pretty up there, man. That's pretty.
And it's, man, yeah. In some kind, that motherfucker look real good.
I was up there when it was snowing.
Run that motherfucker at least 3 times a motherfucking month. At least 3 times.
Ain't too many of y'all up there.
Oh, hell no. We stood out when we went up there.
Hell yeah. Motherfucker looking at you like, fucking kids and babies looking at you like, what is that, mama?
They looking at you like, are you long? Shit, I went in the gas station to get some motherfucking diesel fuel. And then a couple people turned around and just looked at me. I'm like, let me get this fuel.
They thought you was an alien.
They thought you was an alien. Hey, my spot here.
Hey, kid, I'm like, this. Hey, kid, I'm like, this ain't my spot here.
You said fuck Trump.
I had to go to International Falls. Lord have mercy.
For the peninsula?
Yeah.
Man, I had to take them cars all the way up to the motherfucking top of Minnesota, man. All the way to the fucking top. International Falls.
Oh,
they man. Take the cars out in the winter. Man, I'm sitting there looking at motherfucking Canada like, God damn.
Not in the wintertime, Dan.
And listen, they don't believe in putting no salt on their roads up there. They use their liquid
sand,
stuff and that damn sand.
Yep.
I said, yo,
salt, brine, and sand, baby. Salt, brine, and sand.
Yep.
That was Eric talking about he'd be there in his semi in a minute.
I'm trying to get there.
Man, what the fuck? Do you sleep?
Hell no.
Nah. I swear.
I told Hero when I was up there.
I'm like a Jamaican, man. I got 5 jobs.
Mm. Damn.
Oh, somebody got that good one going. They were paying good like a motherfucker to go up there, though, boy. But goddamn, you freeze your nuts off up there.
Yeah, buddy.
Man.
Man, you see truck.
That's what they got up there.
Man, that shit got so much stuff in there. They said, this is what we got to put all this additive so it won't jail up on you.
Hell yeah.
They was like, it still put you a bottle of 911 in there, too. I'm like, what? They was like, it still put you a bottle of 911.
That shit
freeze
up.
Yep.
Yeah. Goddamn diesel fuel.
That motherfucking aluminum tank get cold, goddammit. Ooh-wee.
Hey, that's, man, listen. I had some biodiesel fuel in my big tank. And I didn't put no 911 in there, and I had put that other stuff in there, the anti-Dale stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think at the bottom of my tank had cracked. It had froze up. The top was cool, but the bottom had froze up. I was like, damn, what if I'm leaking diesel fuel somewhere. So I wound up taking a tank out the truck back to the people. It was like, yeah, you got a crack right here. That motherfucker, it was so cold up there in Minnesota, it had cracked my tank. Wow, like, you got a fucking shit in me.
Yeah,
they gave me a new tank. I said, boy, you ain't got to worry about that shit from now on. That shit get cold, I'm getting the fuck from up here. I'm going where it's warm at.
It used to be like that in Wisconsin. Even though, like, motherfucking Milwaukee ended up 90 miles away. It's a total difference.
Yeah, you're off that lake.
It's a total fucking difference.
Man, I'm going to pass that lake today. I went past that lake today on that bridge. I saw a lot of water when you look out to the left. Like, to the right.
You over there. That's Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You was in Wisconsin,
I was up there today. I passed by that motherfucker when I'm going out to Sheboygan. Going up 41.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, somebody give us an update. What's going on? What's happening? Did it come out?
They said they waiting on Ontario to pull back up.
Ontario gone home, man. I'm saying peace.
No, police pulled up.
Oh, man.
Chicken man, they just turned the lights on them.
No, they pulled up and they pulled off.
They go Terrio right here. Terrio on the side of me.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm on
$1.30
already?
Yeah, I'm on $1.30.
Is the
semi
still sitting down there, or is he gone?
I ain't got down there yet. I just got
the E-way.
Oh.
Terry just come out the hole.
He's gone.
Man.
He's gone.
Okay.
Who that, Terry Big Bob? Terry
just
come out the hole, man.
Yep.
I'm right here behind
him.
He's coming back to a road.
About 37 more miles to go. I'm probably going to miss that shit. Yeah.
Fuck it. Catching on line.
Man, they ain't gonna do nothing but bullshit around for another hour again, race.
Nah, no, they ain't. They ain't fucking around. They already said what they gonna do.
Mm.
The goddamn it, flag man point to both of them, say they ready. Goddamn it, it's on.
On and popping.
They run ahead up to the 8th.
I know it's goddamn standing room only out here, baby.
Oh, man.
Showing the fuck
here.
I'm at the light. I see all that shit. Hey, Gabriel right there. Gabriel, finna return in now.
Big Mark.
Goddamn.
Big Mark, go around and collect $2 a head.
Nah, nigga, they ain't cooking and selling no hot dogs, motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Chicken man gonna scoff that shit to that goddamn Monte Carlo. Oh, well, when they did Monte Carlo do that, he ready. Ooh-wee.
But all these motherfuckers go around me.
Kimo, you going to Brian Davis race?
Chicken man heading to the starting line.
Show ain't.
Oh, they said Chicken Man heading to the starting line. Ooh, wee.
Hey, we right there. They just pulled back in now.
And Chicken Man ready. They going to head up to the 8th.
Where's Shorty at?
He out there.
Yeah, Shorty.
They go to Cadillac.
They started. Oh, shit, the Cadillac. Who going live? What True Grudge at? Did he go live yet?
Not yet.
He'll be back on.
Cadillac headed to the starting line, too.
Oh, they going
to
get it on.
Time to go back to Facebook. Yeah.
I'm waiting on True Grudge to go live, goddamn.
Oh, what man, not
wooden
True Grudge.
Where's Terrio at? What wouldn't teach Terrio at?
Terrio, EQ, me on the starting line.
Not Terrio, but wooden teeth ass Cadillac.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Cadillac rounding up the midgets. Cadillac rounding up the midgets.
Mm.
They got out of the barn.
Wait, I'm goddamn come on live.
I'm down here by the water place.
Oh, shit.
Oh, got one.
Here we go.
Yep, Big Sam
live.
Sam live.
Oh, yeah. Terry on the right lane. Who they burning out? Hold on, y'all. And now they're burning out.
From some silly motherfucker over this right here burning out in the fucking driveway.
Man, what the hell is for Big Sam? Did his phone freeze?
They burning out.
My goddamn Big Sam shit done popped on. Man, Big Sam shit done stopped on me. Ain't that about a bitch?
Oh, man.
Just close over back up.
Damn, I got y'all on my line. I'm gonna hang up and go live. I'm down on the end.
Hey, go.
All right, y'all go live. Too many people on my line. They ain't gonna hear the show.
Okay. I'm looking at it.
Let me see if Clinton. He was down there too. Let me see if he's back down there.
But these dumb motherfuckers running across the street, man. What is wrong with them?
Oh, Shorty burning Chicken Man out.
And Clinton on the other side of the street. Shit.
Look at James in the middle making sure they lined up together.
Man, what all these stupid ass motherfuckers standing in the middle for, man? One of these cars go crazy, it's going to look like a bowling alley out here. It's going to be a strike.
Hey.
Yeah, you know
hey,
it,
Big
too.
Mark. Hey, Big Mark, that's just something they want to deal with, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, yo,
Clinton,
sir.
Stop walking, man.
There you go. Hotel away from that, they bullshit.
Why is it running across the street though?
Why dude in between them?
They lined up, they gonna drop their arms, shit.
This stupid motherfucker.
Look at all these dumb motherfuckers running across the street, man.
Yeah, man, with their drinks in their hand and shit, man.
Around. Now a cop finna go around, man. They got cars going around them now. What the fuck taking them so long?
Hey, man.
Wait a long.
Oh,
they running off
man. Hey, look, I just heard the Chicken Man. He's coughing. He said, how?
Too late, man. It's about 30
yeah,
cars
is.
About
man,
to take us right here, man.
On the race, man.
Man, I know what I'm going to do. I know what I'm damn, look at all those motherfucking cars.
Yeah, they waited too long. People got tired of waiting.
All of this shit favor Terrio if they go now. Ooh, there you go. He just cleared out.
Lord, how much?
Man, I'm about to sit back in my motherfucking truck, man. These motherfucking bullshit.
Oh,
and you tell me I'll that shit.
Bullshit, man. Now, they going on the flag, man. Now, how they can't go on the flag, man?
They both go on the flag, man.
I don't understand that, man.
Man, there got to be about 50 cars trying to pass
man.
Them and go to pass the truck.
Damn.
Man,
I done went down there and blocked the goddamn traffic off.
If Terrio would go in and just wait. When as soon as his arm go up, break. And that boy fought him right about it.
That'd have been on dope. He'd have been on
dope. I
promise you, he'll fought him right about it. Where Kimbo go? Where Kimbo go?
Damn, that motherfucking new bed.
Somebody walking in the middle of the street.
If Terrio tap,
hey, Terrio just fucked that
shit
again.
If he stove it, he'll pull him right up with him. All Terrio gotta do is call it.
Ooh, this is Terrio fucked that shit.
The hell is Three Lug doing in that goddamn
block? No, not Three Lug. Got that block. He got it blocked. He ain't gonna race,
yeah,
man.
Terrio's gonna do him a burnout.
Come on, man.
Oh, man. He been sitting there too long. Don't heat him up. Don't heat him up, Chicken Man.
Yeah, he did all
the other. Shit, Terrio was ready to hook me in.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Terrio ready.
I can't believe all,
I'll tell you.
All these stupid
all Terrio
got to
do is call.
Bad,
it's a cold night. It's a cold night. Them Terrio's going to go to working.
What do I tell you? Hold on.
Terrio's going to go to working. It's
right
a cold night.
exterior bottom pressure fault.
This nigga moving around too much, man.
He's trying
somebody else. This motherfucker here.
What Terrio got to break?
Go on and move. He's
going to break the flag. He's going to run off the flag. There they go.
Both of them move.
Man,
he
is dead.
Terrio's
toy car,
man. Terrio's toy car. I'm gone.
Somebody got hit. God damn.
Terrio's toy car, man.
Yep.
What he hit? He wrecked again.
The motherfucking pole.
He hit something.
I'm out of here. Somebody got hit.
I see dust.
Somebody got hit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Damn, that's man, Terrio car went.
Fuck out the way. Terrio
car went hard right, man. Terrio went
hard
right.
He went a hard right.
Broke on it. Hey, now I'm going to tell you something. Y'all talking about all them people going across the street. They could have wasted something. It could have been anything.
Hey, somebody got hit. It's a woman laying on the ground right here. Fucked up.
Hey, Big Mark, all that ass up the why I don't even go to the street racing now.
You got that right, D?
Man, hey, that car over with, dog.
Hey, D.
D. It's over.
D.
Hey, fuck that car.
I ain't taking no picture of it.
I ain't been out there since Country got killed.
Yeah.
Man, look at my motherfucking truck, man. God damn it.
Brother asked me about 10 years ago, he's going to come get me. Big little son. I told him, I'll meet you. He said, I'm going to come get you, Grandma. I said, I'll meet you. He said, I'm going to come get you. I said, I'll meet you.
He told that bitch.
Get the fuck out the way, man.
That right lane is dusty as hell.
Damn.
Wow. Hey, man, pray for the lady that got hit, man. Mark said lady got hit.
Everybody, man.
Yeah, I hate this.
Something
just happened. That's Terrio, second bad accident.
Terrio just had an accident.
Yeah. They said Terrio hit a pole and hit a lady.
Said about 4 or 5 people over there.
That's his second bad accident on 130, man.
I ain't been out there since Country got killed.
I ain't been out there since
then, kid. Nope.
Well,
I'll go home now. I got new folks not going.
Man, my door's on the mystery
on
the fucking street.
Hey, it's over for that car. It's over.
Hey, D. D. Terrio was involved in that one.
Yeah, what I said. It's his second.
How many people got hit?
Yep.
How many people got hit?
I ain't count no motherfucking bodies. The car fucked up. I ain't count no bodies. He shouldn't have had their ass right there.
I said about 4 or 5 people.
It should have been right there.
The fuck they
kept running
at
across
nowhere.
The street and shit. I'm like, but fuck though. They could have dropped something, waved something out of a cup. Hey, man, we just...
It's that curve, D.
Right there on that curve, on the other side of the line, is dust in the motherfucker. Once he hit that, it was over. I seen the car when it went toward
that. That right lane
is full of dust, man.
Trucks and shit running up and down there every day, and motherfuckers don't even know it.
Where Terrio at? Terrio drive off.
No, he can't drive over. Hey, man, the car T-boned the pole, man. That car, it's over with for it. He can't do that with that motherfucker.
Hey!
They should have been
looking at Shane
through
it, trying to get away from
there. Yeah, that's what they doing. They just pulled the other car off the trailer.
They better try to get Terrio car away from there before the police get there.
Man, the fire department, they're coming up around the ramp right now.
Yeah, as long as he get away before the police get there, they got to find him here. The police get there, it's a wrap.
Yeah, well,
here they come. I'm going down 90 Division Ford, going back west. He coming.
Here they come, and there I go.
I'm going the other way. Got my load going on. Go lay down.
Man,
hey, that's why I need to be going a little louder. I ain't going to email to you. I got to go home.
Man, on the real, man, that shit, that it looks like Terry got grabbed and up the kid. And the man got them when he grabbed and up the kid, man. The kid looks like they got them when it was dumped.
When Terry, hey, them people gonna come down there. When Terrio get licensed again,
God damn, bro.
Hey, Lee.
Yeah.
That's the second one Terry done been in.
Yeah. No, yes, second one, but that's the third accident that happened with him racing, with him and kid.
Yep.
Him and kid, and
oh, God damn. I'm going to tell you, lady. Hey, better hope that lady don't flash.
Hey,
if y'all look at Mike Castle's video, it's the best one.
Man, that's crazy.
I ain't been out there since goddamn country got killed. And I said I wasn't going back over there no motherfucking more.
And I tell you one thing.
Yeah, man.
If they come
down,
man,
when Terrio hit that curve,
Terrio get
licensed
again, goddamn, it'd be in another world.
Hey.
Hey, man, who's got it?
If they get that motherfucker over there, they put it. You can catch right now, I'll tell you.
It's over with. For New Doty, all that shit, all that racing is over with.
That shit gonna be over with, period. Even if they get the power away from that, I can let you still on the ground.
They already want to crack down on them.
Yes, sir.
It's street racing over with over there in Chicago now.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I guarantee
you.
Yes, Terrio better hope that lady don't stop. Man. That's the thing.
Yeah. Hey, all I'm gonna say, man, that shit is a sticky situation, man. Hey, I'm sitting right there looking dead at it, dog. I'm like, oh.
I dozed off and I went back up and hear that.
Hey. I said, oh, there they go, y'all. Let's see how I look through the crowd. The motherfucking headlights was looking at me. I said, oh, shit. Yeah, I'm going to pause my baby. Get on up in about 4 o'clock. Get on back out here.
There's Oldwood.
Racing Oldwood over there in the city now. Anybody get caught
racing?
It's kind of
like
the same kids in the Super Bowl for that city.
Yeah, baby.
man.
Good night, Irene.
Yeah. We're going to pause this thing, baby.
That's the third time with Terry on 130th, man. He should never want to go on 130th. Hey, look, that's
got a dip in 130th.
Second time he hit that dirt patch, too.
Yeah. But that's the third.
That
that's the third accident over there with him involved.
He never hit no dirt.
Damn, Terry wrecked the car.
Look, he did it with concrete, he did it with Kid, and now he just did it with the Hill Boy.
Well, what he need to do is get the fuck off them cars, man. Get his dumb ass down.
Yeah.
Oh, that right lane fucked up, man.
They need to stop driving on the street, that's all. Thank you, boss.
There you go. That's it. You said a mouthful, appreciate it.
You got hit too? Oh, he choke off?
What
did he hit?
I ain't seen.
Hey, I saved all of my people.
He popped
like,
another car.
I saved a whole crowd of people. Your leg hurt? Hit you?
As long as he hit somebody he know. He
hit
that
girl? Hey, man, I told y'all to move, but Freddie said, man, I'm going to stand behind this pole. It slapped that motherfucking pole. I said, oh, my God, Freddie fucked up.
And the car hit the pole?
Hey, my man just parked right there in the blue Crown Vic. He just parked right there in front of me.
Yeah,
okay,
he got hit. He's right here. The blue Crown Vic is talking to me. He said he got hit.
Yep.
How bad?
Hey.
How bad is yours?
Hey, I'm flashing the lights in the mood. They just looked at me. I said, oh, okay. In the line
hey,
of sight.
That was Larry's car, y'all.
That was Larry's car, y'all.
Oh, man.
Yeah, when they hit the pole, he went out, boy.
Should have kept him back.
Damn.
They
hey, man, I told these people, man. Who are
you
losing?
You ain't got to tell them no more. It's over with for racing over there.
Oh, Terry was winning.
Anywhere on the street over there.
Oh, yeah, Lee. Oh, yeah.
It's over with.
I got this to say. Is it worth it, the $1,500, $2,000 that you might win or whatever over there on the motherfucking streets? Is it worth it?
Nope.
Not to me.
That's all I got to say.
I told y'all, man, I don't like this shit. The only reason I come to this shit is to gamble with that boy. I fuck some drag racers on the streets.
Preacher
boy.
Preacher boy, you all been had enough 130 of your goddamn self in your accident.
I didn't wreck on 130.
What did you wreck at?
Second home.
On Torrance. I was on all the way on Torrance when I wrecked.
Yeah.
I hit the building on Torrance.
Yeah, he was on Torrance.
Hey, man, the little girl, all right, though?
I don't know. The ambulance had to fight down there with her. I don't want to go down there.
Mm-hmm.
Her leg was broke.
It was only one. It's only one person so far.
Her leg is broke. Hey man,
yeah,
I'm telling y'all this, man. This is no bullshit.
Her leg was bleeding.
Hey man, I'm gonna tell y'all some good shit. Hey man, he ain't got no money to get out this jam, bro. Everybody gonna tell who it is. They gonna come to his restaurant, bro. I hate to say some dumb shit like that, but you know that's what these niggas gonna do. Everybody and their mama gonna tell.
Man, the man got his business out there doing that.
They got him away from here. Hey, but you know what the fucked up part is? These motherfucking niggas with this Facebook shit. She fucked up ass.
Yep.
All
over the place.
The man
got her bones are sticking out.
But you know the thing is.
That lady might not ever walk
out there.
Yeah.
The man. The man got a business, man. Is it worth it being out there on the motherfucking street and get fucked up?
Hey, man, I'm telling y'all, I learned a long time ago about this street racing shit. It ain't no good.
Nope. The cars are way a lot faster than they were back in the 70s and 80s.
Right.
They're too goddamn fast. And what y'all fail to realize is you got these dump trucks and shit running up and down the streets every day, dropping dirt and shit. I don't know what the fuck y'all running over.
Put that shit on the trailer, man. Get this man home, man. This motherfucking car. That man wrecked that motherfucker. That motherfucking car. Boom. That motherfucking car.
Fuck that car. This little girl is stupid. This little girl knocked all her insides out of her
ass. Yeah, little girl.
That's
messed
up.
Yeah,
she fucked up bad.
Yeah, that's messed up,
boy. Hey, man, that's what I'm saying, credit life.
You the police have
to. I had you already. You was already. I had you against the wall. And it's not that motherfucker pole light. Boom!
Yeah, hey, that motherfucker, I thought that bitch was going to come down.
Hey, preacher boy.
You the police have carrier.
Yeah.
Preacher boy, where the fuck you was at? Did you see the
I was behind this motherfucking brick wall. Trying to motherfucker to get out the way.
Hey,
this
purple
motherfucker ain't retarded.
If anybody get caught on in Chicago street racing, their ass is out. I'll tell you that.
Yep, you got that
yep.
right.
This shit gonna make the news. Hey, y'all
look
be doing bullshit. This shit gonna be on the news.
Yeah.
Yep.
Look how hard it was. Anybody that's down the street, I'm going to pay for this shit.
Yeah.
You pay for my barbecue?
Hey, you know what the craziest shit, how they going to find out what happened?
Huh?
It's a dumbass nigga that posted that shit on Facebook.
Mm. They already posted it.
What you doing?
They already done posted it. Super say you seen it.
Hey,
I'm sick of this shit, man.
That's a fact, though, Kimo. Somebody go post it.
Yep.
Hey, check this out. Hey, Low Rider, we're going to go back to...
Who is Scotty? Somebody on,
hey.
It's on Scotty page.
Let's see him.
Hey, we're going to go back a couple weeks in Memphis. A motherfucker going to say, this is my motherfucking phone. I post what I want to post.
Hey, whoever's on that motherfucker pulling it, better not stop. Because if you get pulled over that motherfucker, shit, it's over for him, too. He might as well have been a driver.
Oh.
Yeah.
Messed up, that's for sure.
They threw away some shit.
Next thing
hey,
is, you're the police have carriers. You get in.
Terrio was dead. Terrio was dead, man. I promise you Terrio was dead. Terrio stayed in that car.
What?
Man, that car was already out of control. He couldn't do nothing with that damn car. That car was already
leaking.
Out of control. He couldn't do nothing about that car. And you sitting out there watching the race, and you can't see that. That car was already gone.
The man that jumped that man was in.
You the one
that
getting caught up.
I guess he got another kid on it. He got the other kid on it now. Man, grab the other key.
Man, mine is a terrible thing to wait.
Your ass at home.
God damn
it, sitting on the couch.
I'm gone.
Alcohol the roof, man.
I'm going back to the west side.
Okay.
Well, that's part of street racing. People is running all out there, go out there. When you go to see a race and you out there in the race, that's kind of what happens.
My exact words, there was too many people out here for them to be street racing. I said, man, too many people. Hey, listen, when you get to talk to them people tomorrow, you know how many people I saved? Jerry would have fucked up the whole sideline. I told them to move.
Do it, preacher.
I've seen the video. Somebody had some little kids out there on the curb.
Hey, look, preacher boy.
I made a move. There was little kids.
They wanted to run him on Lou Doty. Now look how everybody be back there on Lou Doty from start to finish. Talking about this motherfucker like a motherfucker tomorrow.
Yeah, buddy.
Who was it? Oh, man. It was so-and-so.
You know it's gonna go down. You know somebody is gonna be told. Cars got tore up, folks got run over.
Like I said, I just
just don't get it. Is it worth the $1,500 or $2,000 that you might win? Is it worth it?
That man got a business.
Somebody said to be up
exactly.
With a suit.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's what I don't understand about Terry O. You got a motherfucking business,
up,
man.
Hey, man, he fucked up. That's all. He just fucked up. Players fuck up sometimes.
No, Stokes, you got to think ahead. Look what you got to lose. What you got opportunity to lose if something like this happened right here.
Yep.
Well, that woman just got run over. She's going to tell everything.
Man, them niggas over there talking right now. Them niggas thinking
a
way to come up. Oh, man, we got this thing.
Stokey.
Fuck the
PPE. That ain't Terrio's first time over there.
Oh, okay.
He beat up, man, out.
Go to the Chicago street races and jump in front of the car.
You come up.
Where my keys at, baby?
That bitch be snatching up out of there so hard. Goodness.
Stop!
I'm telling y'all, man, when that bitch leave, it look like the stripes about to fall off that bitch.
Goddamn,
I ain't lying.
Well, he grabbed that motherfucking shit. I heard when he fucked that shit.
Hey, Big Daddy said, he ready!
He ready! He dropped that shit again.
Yeah, he dropped it down in there. I heard it. Woo.